In this edition of the Arts Page, Jamaica to appoint poet laureate for the first time in over 50 years. Come January 2014, Jamaica will once again have a poet laureate who will serve the country for a term of 3 years.
The poet laureate is an honorary title given to somebody whose responsibility is to promote poetry at the national level. Jamaica hasn't had a poet laureate for over 50 years, and now through an initiative undertaken by the National Library and the Entertainment Advisory Board, a new poet laureate is going to be selected in 2014.
Vice Chairman of the National Library of Jamaica, Kelly Magnus. She says the poet laureate will be expected to celebrate and propel Jamaican poetry to new heights through public poetry events aimed at stimulating a greater appreciation for Jamaican poetry. The poet laureate will also promote poetry as an art and medium for entertainment and for recording and disseminating cultural heritage.
Anybody can nominate the poet laureate, though. The form is available on the National Library's website, which is nlg.gov.jm, and the criteria are very broad. The poet laureate needs to be Jamaican, so somebody who is a Jamaican citizen, a naturalized citizen, or somebody who has Jamaican parents. He or she doesn't have to live in Jamaica, but they have to be willing to come to Jamaica for at least 4 events for the year, and they have to have published at least 3 complete books of poetry, not including anthologies.
Completed forms can be emailed to poetlaureate@nlj.gov.jm or mailed to the National Library of Jamaica at 12 East Street, Kingston. But you have to act quickly, as nominations for the 2014 to 2017 Poet Laureate closes at midnight on Friday, December 13. The Poet Laureate will be announced in a special ceremony on January 26, 2014.
We've had 2 Poet Laureates before. The first one was Tom Redcombe, then we also had G.E. MacFarlane, and poetry is such an important part of preserving and promoting our culture, and it's a key way of expressing ourselves. So we're very excited to bring that position back so that we can have more of a national attention given to poetry.
This belief is shared by filmmaker and member of the government's Entertainment Advisory Board, Justine Hensel.
For me, I believe in having poetry as a form of communicating historic milestones. A poet laureate serves to bring attention to historic events in an artistic manner. I am hoping that we do a few things. First of all, we acknowledge a great Jamaican poet, because the only people that will be elevated to such a position will be poets who have an incredible amount of work and who have done our nation proud. So not only will we be able to acknowledge a poet and artist in that sense, but we will also start keeping a certain type of record for our country, and we will promote the importance of poetry through the nation, through schools, and hopefully give it more mass appeal than it currently has.
For further information on the Poet Laureate program, visit the National Library of Jamaica's website at nlj.gov.jm. And Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna will officially launch the 2013 JCDC Jamaica Visual Arts Competition and Exhibition this Sunday, December 8, at the Jamaica Conference Center. The exhibition will remain open until Sunday, December 22, and is free of cost to the public. So be sure to come out and view the award-winning pieces from the competition daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Persons can also participate in a series of activities on special days, dubbed Main Audience Days, as the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, an agency of the Ministry of Youth and Culture, continues its 50th anniversary celebrations. Stay tuned to the JIS for more on the exhibition and related activities. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.